The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, I lift up for you, to you, all who suffer from mental illness, and I lift up to you all those who care for those who suffer from mental illness, that you help them see the light in the darkness and help you make them realize that our strength is made perfect in weakness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I stand before you this day filled with gratitude for my personal healing over the last 6 months. In March of this year, I had a relapse of major depression with anxiety, an illness I've had since I was 27. I was a first-year intern in the Army at Madigan Army Medical Center and got major depressive disorder. I had no idea what it was. Actually, I was put on probation, almost kicked out of residency because of it. I went home, and if I weren't in the Army, I would have quit medicine, but I didn't know how to quit the Army. So my dad got me better. My dad's family doc and my advisor, they saved my life. And anyway, it's an illness I've struggled with off and on for 34 years. If you've been there, done that, you got the t-shirt. So recently, my mood was severely depressed. I was incapable of sleep. I worried about everything. I worried about everything. I was so racked with anxiety this past Easter Sunday, I couldn't even come here. And for me to be standing here right now is a miracle. Among the things that what made this episode really bad was that I've become treatment resistant. There are no medicines that work. I have the best therapist. I have a phenomenal wife. I don't have money problems. I have absolutely no reason in the world to be depressed. My work stresses the hell out of me, but that's now done. I retired. But there was nothing working for me, and I finally agreed to have electroconvulsive therapy this year. I was offered it in the past, but I was really afraid to have it done because of the side effect of memory loss. And when I get depressed, I can't remember anyway. And I can't make decisions. I have to stop working. When I was in the Army, Karen would iron, she'd iron my shirts. And I had the same six green shirts. And I would get there, and I couldn't decide which one to wear. I mean, that's crazy. That's just crazy. But your brain just goes crazy. The church, God has given me angels. First, Karen, my wife, oh God. She gives me daily feedback as to my shortcomings, and I'm a better man for it. But this church sent me angels in the persons of Chuck Collier, in the Reverend Nancy, Jim and Shelley Williams, Reagan, who walked with me these last 6 months. And Chuck would call me a lot and just check in and see how I was doing. And he invited me sailing about 1,000 times. And I'm a sailor. I love to sail, but I didn't give a rat's ass about sailing when I was depressed. But Nancy likes to sail. She's a good sailor. And they took me out sailing. I didn't really want to go, to be honest with you, but it was a gorgeous spring day, and the sun and the sails and the wind. I remember it now like it was yesterday, and I came home. I just felt better. So I finally consented to this ECT stuff, and in June, the day before, Nancy showed up at our house. We didn't know she was coming. She just came to sit with Karen and me, and I'll never forget that. We sat on the sunroom. It was a gorgeous day. And we just talked. Her presence was, and prayers were calming and reassuring, and meant the world to me. So the next day was the first treatment, and Chuck actually drove all the way out to Huntersville. You get treated in an outpatient surgery thing. It's a big deal to have ECT. You had to have general anesthesia, NPO the night before. You can't take any anxiety medicine before you go. It's big. But Chuck came and sat with Karen in the waiting room. I appreciate that. So, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this. This is the first time in public I've spoken about this. I've spoken with my colleagues and other people, but this is the first time I've talked to people I don't all know. But I'm now an evangelist for ECT. In less than a week, I was better. I went 3 months with not feeling better, and in a week, I'm better. It's amazing. It's a miracle. But with the third treatment, I had a very dangerous cardiac arrhythmia called ventricular tachycardia, rushed to the hospital here, and long story short, I had a stent put in the same artery that was stented 22 years ago. I have 22 years of continuity with my personal cardiologist, Paul Campbell, who is another saint. Anyway, fast forward to this time, 10 ECT treatments later, 2 cardiac casts, an ED visit for chest pain, still some recurrent non-cardiac chest pain, but I'm fine. I'm good. I'm great. I'm wonderful. I have a life back. I didn't lose any memory. I was worried about that. I'm back on the bike. I'm working here at this church. I always told my patients I wasn't going to retire. I was going to farm. I do have the most horsepower per 1/3 acre lot at Wood Creek. I have a 38 horsepower John Deere, and I don't even do my lawn. I love the Episcopal Church. I've been going to Episcopal Church for 55 years. I wore my belt today, Episcopal belt. I'm a devoted follower of Bishop Curry. I love being a member of the Episcopal branch of the Jesus Movement. I'm all over that. I'm all over that. At the recent royal wedding, he said, if it's not about love, it's not about God. If it's not about love, it's not about God. So love we know as an emotion, but the Greeks actually have 5 different words for love. And my dad taught me that love is a verb. Love is something you do. His favorite saying from the prophet was, work is love made visible. A lot of that happened yesterday here at the barbecue. A lot of work happened here yesterday. Work is love made visible. For Karen and I, stewardship has always been about the big S stewardship, you know, time, talent, and treasure. We need your money. I mean, we got a leaking roof over there. We got a sinkhole that opened up. It's kind of an amazing sinkhole. Don't fall in it. We always need your money. But I also know that you don't always have money. You don't always have it. It's just different seasons of your life. But what we learned over the years is that if we gave of our time and talent, the money would follow. And there are more ministries here at All Saints than I can remember, but there's not one of them that couldn't use an extra set of hands. And I want to give a personal shout out to the prayer shawl ministry. I got one back in 2009. I think Lynn Bratcher knitted it for me when my parents died. But I just got a chance to give 2 of them away. And that was phenomenal. And those people were healed because of it. And you sign them out over here. I didn't know how to do it, but you sign them out and people can tell you how it's easy. And then you give it away and you'll be so proud of your church. And they're just gorgeous. They're just beautiful. But back to stewardship. When you give your time, talent, and treasure, and if you spend time with the saints around this place, you'll be changed. You'll be changed. And giving becomes a joy. You just wish you could give more. And John Hewitt taught me this in the capital campaign, that God loves a hilarious giver, a hilarious giver. And in giving, we receive. Okay, so in closing, I was going to tell you about two books. To pay forward to people you may know that are depressed, one is Jesus Calling. A patient of mine with wicked depression gave it to me. Little did she know. Yeah, I'm broken too. But I've been through this book 6 times. It's a little reading for each day. And then I want to put a shout out for the book called Broken, written by a Episcopal priest. The men's group's reading it now. It's just phenomenal. But I think I'll maybe the only stewardship speaker to actually ask you to get your hymnals out and turn them to, I'm pretty sure there'll be no other stewardship speaker that's going to ask you to sing a Christmas carol number 112. And this is a Christmas carol written that would be loved for only, it's one of my favorites, and it's In the Bleak Midwinter, a carol only a depressed person would love. But we're going to sing together the fourth verse. Brian will get us started.